الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والجنة للموحدين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, Ramadan is the ninth month in the Islamic calendar. With the grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has granted us another opportunity in our lives to meet this month. The month is a visitor whom we need to respect, we need to honor, so that when the month passes, when Shawwal dawns, we would feel that we have really respected, we have hosted this month in the correct way. Whereas if a person doesn't perform good deeds during this month, the month will pass on, but the moment he celebrates Eid, he is going back to his old habits, which are full of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected brothers and elders in Islam, when we look at the state of the Muslims during this month, let us take 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, for Salatul Taraweeh, the number of musallis was very, very high compared to the crowd we have today. The number of musallis for Salatul Fajr 2 weeks ago was higher compared to what we have today. Within 2 weeks, the state of the Muslim Ummah today is that the drop is clearly seen in the masjid. Not in the personal ibadah, not in the personal worship, his recitation of the Quran. Allah knows about it. But when it comes to the obligatory salah, we don't see that the numbers increasing day by day during this month. But we see a drastic drop daily, on a daily basis. And the moment we hit the 20s, the number is no longer there. We see a massive drop in Salatul Taraweeh. Why is it? Where are the musallis who were there for the first, second, third, the first week of Ramadan? What happened to them? Moment 20th fast starts, we see that the Muslim Ummah is busy in the bazaar. It is the time when the Ummah has to get closer to Allah. But it is sad to see that it is only after the 20s that the Muslims are busy in the bazaars, purchasing, shopping and etc. Males, females, children, the whole Ummah is busy shopping, forgetting the motive behind this month. Generally when we take a race, if a person is running 10 kilometers, he is not going to put his maximum force, his effort in the first lap. If he has to finish 10 laps, he would be running but not at the pace, not very fast. But the moment he finishes 8 kilometers, now he is going to increase the speed of his running. But whereas the Muslim Ummah, we start off very high in Ramadan. The first week we are at the peak. The moment the second week is over, we are down. When we started Ramadan, or in fact sometimes before we start Ramadan, we might have had targets. Okay, let me finish 3 Qurans this Ramadan. Let me pray Salatul Taraweeh without missing it. We might have had all these goals. I want to finish my evening zikr, the morning zikr. All this would have been in our minds. But what happened to all those thoughts? The moment the month was done, where did all these things go? What happened to our intentions? Respected brothers, we need to ask this from our own selves. We need not become judges to others. Let us see whether we have progressed in the last 14 days or not. We are in the 15th day today. Within 2 weeks, we have to sight the moon. Do we think that we will be happy with bidding farewell to this month? Or will we be sad? There are sometimes Muslims perform ibadah. They come for Taraweeh. Why do you perform Taraweeh? If you ask some Muslims, sometimes we don't know. We do it because it is a custom. It's a tradition. I have to be in the masjid in the night. So I pray 20 rakat and I come back home. What change did that Taraweeh bring during this month? Has my recitation of the Quran increased? Have I finished at least one Quran within these 2 weeks? Have I been vigilant? Have I been careful with regard to my jamaat, salat in the masjid? respected brothers. These things have to be posed. If not, the month will continue, it will come to an end, we will celebrate it, the life will continue, respected brothers. It's a month which comes only once a year. It's just 29 to 30 days. We need to make the maximum out of it. So respected brothers, all of us know the verse of the Quran which I have recited before you. We have heard this thousands of times in our lives. But the verse ends, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may attain taqwa. Generally we translate taqwa as fear of Allah. But what is taqwa? In simply, we can say that taqwa is to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we take Ramadan, a very nice example, all of us know, even the worst criminal during this month observes fast. Maybe he's a murderer, he's a drug addict or whatever. Even this person who is an outcast in the community, he too fasts during this month. Because he considers it to be a sacred month, I should disobey Allah. So let us put this man into test. We lock him in a room during hot summer and he has a fridge next to him and he is suffering from thirst and he wants to quench this. So what time is it? It's in the mid-afternoon or it's the peak when the sun is at the peak and the heat is too high and during summer it's very hot. So this man is thirsty. All he needs to do is open the fridge, take the bottle of water and enjoy, quench his thirst. But this criminal, do you think that he would dare do that? No. He would speak to himself, he would tell himself, don't do it, Allah is watching you. Taqwa has come into that man, consciousness of Allah had come to him during this month. He never did anything. He hasn't done any effort for this taqwa to come into him. Only thing what he did was, he started to fast from Fajr and halfway through he's tested like this. He will not dare do it. So we see that even the criminal finds a big difference. He becomes conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month. So what about an average Muslim? What about an average Muslim? Is it only during this space of time from Fajr to Maghrib that we have to be conscious of Allah and forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the balance part of the day? No. As true Muslims, we have to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only during this month, throughout our lives, so that we will be able to achieve that success in this world and the hereafter. So respected brothers, Ramadan comes to bring about a spiritual change in us. One is we need food, we need drink for our bodies to stay healthy. This is how we look at our body, our physique, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. There is one more thing, which is the ruh, the soul. We need to give nutritious food, or we have to give nutritions to this soul as well. So what are the nutritions which are required for our soul to improve, our ruh to improve? That is what we do during the month of Ramadan. Recitation of the Quran, doing zikr, salat al-taraweeh, salah in the masjid. All these things are food, not for our body, it is the food for our ruh, our soul. So the more food you give, we would see that there is a change in the ruh. There is a difference compared to our state in the past, before Ramadan. Because the ruh is starting to get closer to Allah. It is starting to taste the ibadah. How many of us would taste the Salatul Taraweeh? How many of us enjoy praying 20 rakat? Spending 1.5 hours, 2 hours in the masjid for 20 rakat, 40 sajada. How many of us enjoy that Taraweeh? Or do we do it for the sake of doing it? Because everybody does it, so I want to do it. Or let me give it a try. I have marked the register for Taraweeh. Alhamdulillah, for 2 weeks I never missed it. Are we doing it for that purpose? Or do we want that Salatul Taraweeh to become a means for us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So respected brothers and elders in Islam, especially, it is very important that you and I strengthen the bond we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated everything for us during this month to get closer to Him. Shaitan is chained. All of us know that. So there isn't any being to hinder us from getting closer to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made everything, He has facilitated in such a way that, oh insan, it is easy for you to get access to me, and it is easy for you to strengthen your connection with me. So how many of us have done it? Have you utilized that opportunity? When you speak to Muslims, in other days, other than Ramadan, they come up with excuses. No, inshallah, next week I will try to make it a point to come to the masjid. But in Ramadan, hearts are very soft. When you call them to the masjid, they are present. When you ask them to do some good deed, they are ready to do it. They are ready to spend extra time in the masjid. Why is it? Because shaitan is not there to hinder us. But if we don't utilize this month in the correct way, the moment shaitan is unchained end of this month, he is going to attack us and we would fall prey to his attacks. Allah should protect us, respected brothers. So we have to get our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right during this month. How do we do it? The best method to get closer to Allah is to avoid sins in our lives. To avoid sins. The moment we think about sins, the perception we have is, okay, drink, consuming alcohol, committing zina. That is what shaitan, you know, that's the picture we have regarding sins. But in reality, what is sin? What is sin? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, اتَّقِ الْمَعَاصِي تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Ya Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, abstain from committing sins, you would become the best worshipper amongst the people. You would become the best worshipper. He didn't use the word, you would become a good worshipper or a better worshipper. He used the superlative pronoun, you would become the best worshipper of amongst the people. What is the condition? Refrain from sins. So during Ramadan, majority of the Muslims stay away from sinning. Hardly Muslims lie during Ramadan. Hardly Muslims speak ill about other Muslims. Even if they speak, they say, okay, I'm fasting. Say tawbah, or words like astaghfirullah. They don't dare commit a sin because they consider this month to be sacred and holy. But respected brothers, whereas in the other months, we don't have this practice. Why is it? We don't consider these trivial things, or we think that these sins are very trivial. Backbiting is trivial during other months. Looking at haram is trivial during other months. There are so many homes. We know that the TV sets are sometimes packed or wires are removed during this month. Why do it only during Ramadan? It is a clear indication that you know that this TV set is a hindrance for me from getting closer to my maker. So is it only during Ramadan my TV should disturb me and it can disturb the rest of the 11 months? So respected brothers, we have to think in the correct way. I am not passing fatwa saying TV is haram and halal, no. What I am saying is, if you know that TV is a hindrance for you from getting closer to your maker, you be the judge. Why during only Ramadan we do it? We know that TV, we can see there are so many haram which is being played, we can see so many haram, non-mahram women. But the moment the month is over, all that becomes halal for our nafs? No. Some of us would have reduced the time we spend in social media. Why is it only during Ramadan? We want to use it productively, that's why we reduce the time we spend in social media. We control our eyes, we look down when we walk in the paths, in the road. Why? Why is it only during Ramadan? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask us to lower the gaze only during Ramadan and admire the beauty of the haram outside other than Ramadan? No. So respected brothers, give up sinning during this noble month so that we can become closer to Allah. And to conclude with, as we are in the 15th fast today, one of the emphasized sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to stay i'tikaf, which is starting on the 8th by Salatul Maghrib, by Adhan of Maghrib, on the 8th, which is the Wednesday. Why do we need to stay i'tikaf? The reason is, respected brothers, as I mentioned, we have given enough food, we have given enough drink for our bodies, but we haven't given enough spiritual medicine for our souls. So this last 10 days, which is i'tikaf, spiritual retreat or spiritual isolation in the masjid, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to practice this in his life. And we see the Sahaba too did it. So what do we do there? We spend our time we disconnect our relationship with dunya and we focus and we concentrate in getting closer to Allah. Inshallah, if a person stays i'tikaf, he will not miss Salatul Jama'ah for 10 days, which is 50 times of Salah. He is not going to miss Salatul Taraweeh, inshallah. He is not going to, he is at least going to read one juzu of the Quran. He is not going to spend his time talking about vain. No, he is not going to talk about haram or vain talk, backbiting. Because his focus is to get closer to Allah during the last 10 days. So, how do we prepare for it? One of the barriers for most of the Muslims today is from going and staying in i'tikaf. One of the barriers out of many is shopping, as I mentioned earlier. There are Muslims who go out even on the 27th night, the 28th night, on the 29th. Why is it? To celebrate one day, they miss out lump sum of good deeds. Sometimes there are Muslims who have missed Laylatul Qadr as well. So if a person stays in i'tikaf, even though he might spend that night in sleep, he is rewarded for staying awake throughout that throughout Laylatul Qadr, which Quran says, which is meritorious than 1,000 months, which is powerful. 1,000 months, which is approximately 83 years and 4 months. So we need to sacrifice something for us to get Jannah. If somebody wants to get a high post in dunya, what will the seniors tell you? We have to undergo difficulty. Inshallah, in your future, you're going to find yourself in a good state. That is what the elders would encourage. But respected brothers, when it comes to matters of Islam, religion, deen, we take it very lightly. I'll take up inshallah next year. I will try to. No, whether we are young or old, try to revive this sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially youngsters. Some of us will be in vacation. We need to shift our weddings to the masjid. That's the only thing. Sahar is organized, iftar is organized by the masjid boards. The only thing, we have to shift our beds from our room to the masjid. Why do we do it? To get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By doing it, a young boy doing it, won't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be happy to see that sight when that boy cries during the dead of night? Ya Allah, I have committed so much of sins. Maybe till today we didn't have the time to get closer to Allah, to make dua, to be in seclusion, because we are busy with some of our worldly needs. But let us make the last 10 at least to make dua and get closer to Allah. So respected brothers, finally to conclude, this Ramadan should bring about a change in our lives. I would like to prescribe two simple deeds which should be easy for us to practice. Number one, try as much as possible to read the Azkar after Salah. The Azkar, the Zikr, the remembrance of Allah after every obligatory Salah. Bring this into practice this Ramadan, inshallah. By that, the moment the month is over, when Shawwal starts, it will become a habit in our life to remember Allah after every Salah. That is number one. Number two, spread the Salam amongst the Muslims so that there won't be hatred amongst Muslim brothers. Generally, we think about ibadah, reciting Quran, zikr and all that. Whoever has intention of staying in i'tikaf, please call your friends, speak to your family members, ask them to forgive you because you are going to traverse in a journey, you want to get closer to Allah. To get closer to Allah, it's not always ibadah, taraweeh, zikr. No, there are so many other things when it comes to our social dealings. So let us start asking forgiveness from those who are closer to us and let us go to the level of our office, our neighborhood, our locality brothers. So by these 2 days, inshallah, we might find a change in our life, which will become a memorable month, memorable Ramadan in our life, where we could leave this month happily and we would enjoy celebrating the Eid as well. وآخر دعوايا أن الحمد لله رب